Chapter 197. Briefness to be adopted in performing the 2 rakah sunnah before Fajr prayer, their time, and the surah to recite in them. 1104. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to perform 2 rakah short prayer between the adhan, call to prayer, and the iqamah of the dawn Fajr prayers. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In another narration, Aisha radiallahu anha said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to perform 2 supererogatory rakah prayer of Fajr and make them so short in duration that I used to think whether he, peace be upon him, had recited Surah Al-Fatiha in it or not. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In the narration of Muslim, Aisha radiallahu anha said, when the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to hear the adhan of Fajr prayer, he would perform 2 supererogatory rakah prayer and would make them short. Commentary. Takhfif here means that the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to shorten the standing, recitation, bowing, prostration, etc. in the 2 rakah of Fajr prayer, because soon after performing them, he had to lead the Fajr prayer, in which he would prolong his recitation. He would also offer these 2 sunnah soon after the daybreak or adhan, which gives an idea of the preparation he made for them. 1105. Hafsa radiallahu anha reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to perform 2 short rakah prayer when it was dawn and the muadhan had called adhan for the Fajr prayer. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us that the 2 rakah of Fajr prayer should be performed after the daybreak, not before it. One should also be brief in these 2 rakah so that he is active and alert for performing the fard, obligatory prayer. 1106. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to perform his optional night prayers at night. 2 rakah followed by 2 rakah, and at the end he would conclude with an odd rakah, witr. Then he would perform 2 rakah prayer before the dawn, Fajr prayer, after hearing the adhan, and he would make them so brief as if he could hear the ikama being called. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. As if he could hear the ikama being called here means that he would hasten the 2 rakah of Fajr prayer to the point that one had the impression that he was hearing the voice of ikama, and he was making haste for fear of missing the salat. This hadith also makes the following 3 points. 1. The optional prayer of the night should be offered in a series of 2 rakah. 2. 1 rakah of witr is also correct. 3. The sunnah of Fajr prayer should be offered soon after the adhan, and one should be brief in them. 1107. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to recite during the 2 rakah of Fajr prayer, say, O Muslims, we believe in Allah and that which has been sent down to us. 2:136, which is in Surah Al-Baqarah in the 1st rakah and the verse, we believe in Allah and bear witness that we are Muslims, i.e., we submit to Allah. 3:52 in the 2nd rakah. According to another narration, he, peace be upon him, recited from Surah Al-Imran the verses, come to a word which is just between us and you. 3:64, Muslim. Commentary. In the 2 sunnah of Fajr prayer, the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to recite the 2 short verses mentioned in this hadith after Surah Al-Fatiha. 1108. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, recited in the 2 supererogatory rakah of the Fajr prayer, Surah Al-Kafirun, number 109 in the 1st rakah, and Surah Al-Ikhlas, number 112 in the 2nd rakah, Muslim. 1109. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, I observed the Prophet, peace be upon him, for 1 month, reciting in the 2 supererogatory rakah of the Fajr prayer, Surah Al-Kafirun, number 109, in the 1st rakah, and Surah Al-Ikhlas, number 112, in the 2nd rakah, At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. One can recite any surah or ayah in the 2 sunnah of Fajr prayer. But if one recites the verses mentioned in this hadith, he will have the benefit of following the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Every Muslim should strive to follow the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, for the enrichment of his mind, soul, and actions.